Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Who's ready for story time with Adam Coe, baby? Now, unfortunately, this is a sad chapter of the story. Because last week I got hurt, and I got hurt really, really bad. Pretty much my ankle exploded. It broke in three different places. I tore ligaments. And guys, I did everything that I could, but unfortunately, I have to go get surgery.
Oh, no. Mm.
I know. There is nothing more soul-crushing than hearing this. But listen, I promise you have my word. I will do everything in my power to get back as soon as humanly possible. But as you know, me and my good friend Max, we are the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions. And because we can't defend these titles, guys, unfortunately, we have to relinquish.
Whoa, hold on a second, bro, Chacho. Fine kosher ass wrestle twice in one night to win these two belts, to relinquish them to those freaky deaky douchebags, the Righteous? Hey, Colorado, do you want to see us relinquish our titles to the Righteous? Yeah, thought so. I can't believe I'm about to say this. First of all, let's keep it real. You wouldn't be her right now if it wasn't for me. I needed your help at Grand Slam.
No.
No, Max, it's true. It's true. I take it. I'll eat it. However, I also know how much those ROH tag team titles mean to you. And I want to make sure when you come back here, and you will 110%, because you're one of the best wrestlers of all time. These will be waiting for you. Righteous. October 1st, the devil's gonna slide into Seattle. I am going to defend our ROH titles in a handicap match, and we are going to win because we're better than you, baby.
For Thursday, September the 28th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And once again, injury has blighted a major AEW storyline. Adam Cole is injured. He turned up on Dynamite with a heavy cast on his leg and revealed that when he hopped off the stage last week at Dynamite Grand Slam, he broke his ankle in three different places and tore ligaments. And consequently, he will now need surgery. He has promised to return to AEW as soon as he could. Cole was about to relinquish the ROH tag team titles. However, MJF insisted that he will defend the titles on his own in a handicap match at WrestleDream against the Righteous. The segment ended, for Adam Cole at least, with Roderick Strong and the Kingdom coming out, and Roddy saying that Adam Cole needs him now. And Roddy, in a hospital gown, in a wheelchair as well, beckoned Adam Cole to go with them and he left with MJF's blessing. MJF's been a bit weird about Adam Cole having other friends, but this felt like a good way to lead Adam Cole off screen for at least the time being. The timing is utterly unfortunate, as Adam Cole and MJF have been telling one of the most compelling stories in AEW for quite some time. And now we find ourselves at a position where we're going to have to press pause on that particular story and pick it up as soon as Adam Cole is healthy enough to do so. As Adam Cole left, Jay White and the Bullet Club Gold made their appearance, and this presumably is going to set up MJF's next world title opponent, and we're going to take it from there. However, the night ended with Jay White being attacked by four mystery people dressed in black, one of which had MJF's devil mask on. Now, this has led to some speculation that maybe, and this is amongst some fans that I've seen this, I've got no evidence to say there's any real meat to this, there is some speculation that Adam Cole may not be injured at all. And this is a storyline that will see Adam Cole in disguise assisting or maybe even attacking MJF in the weeks to come. We'll keep an eye on that. Another name thrown around for one of these mystery people is Dolph Ziggler. A few fans have said that maybe this is where Dolph Ziggler comes in. Mark Henry on Busted Open Radio said that Dolph Ziggler is high on the wish list for AEW. Now, Dolph Ziggler will have had a 90-day no-compete clause attached to his WWE deal, so consequently he would not be in a position to be seen on AEW television until probably January, I would say. The other name suggested for this mystery attacker is Adam Copeland. Edge, who has in the last few weeks been reported to have got closer with striking a deal with AEW in the wake of his final WWE match in Toronto back in August. Some suggesting that this could be the way that we bring Adam Copeland into AEW. There's a few suggestions there. The Adam Cole one is interesting. I think in a way to sort of stop that speculation about it being Adam Cole, Dr. Britt Baker shared on Twitter photos of Adam Cole's foot bruised and looking pretty bad, as well as the x-ray from the doctors, with the caption, "The guy broke his ankle in three places on a freak accident. He still hobbled around on live TV because, as we like to say, the show must go on. Adam Cole gives his entire heart and soul to pro wrestling. He is one tough cookie, and this is just a small bump in the road. He'll be back better than ever, baby."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But the injury woes for AEW do not end there. We know that Jon Moxley suffered an injury last week on Dynamite. He got concussed, we believe, during his match with Rey Fénix. It led to a change of plans for that match, and consequently Rey Fénix is now the AEW International Champion. Just before Dynamite went to air, we had Tony Khan reveal that we had an update on both John Moxley and Rey Fénix. He said, last week on Dynamite Grand Slam, Rey Fénix won the international title. Both Fénix and former champ John Moxley were injured in that bout. AEW doctors are unable to clear Mox tonight, but moments ago, they did clear Fénix, and he will defend his title in an open challenge tonight. And he did. He retained the AEW international title against Jeff Jarrett on AEW Dynamite last night. So Fénix back in fighting form. Not so much the case for John Moxley, who will be sitting out for the time being. Now, there was reportedly plans for Moxley to be part of Wrestle Dream on Sunday. Fightful Select say originally a non-AEW wrestler was supposed to come out on Dynamite and challenge John Moxley for Wrestle Dream. However, when the match result changed, as it did with Fénix, so did the plan to come out and make a challenge. We have yet not learned who that was. So we've been denied a match with John Moxley and presumably a New Japan star. I'm guessing a non-AEW star, regardless, for Wrestle Dream. As a result of that finish to that match, there is some heat backstage on AEW referee Rick Knox. He didn't pick up on the cues that John Moxley was injured, and consequently, when he didn't count the three count to let the match end early, Moxley had to take a second pile driver, concussed John Moxley, had to take a second pile driver from Rey Fénix to end the match proper. Fightful Select say, we were contacted by several talent on the roster that said, while they like Rick Knox, there was heavy heat on him within the company, as this wasn't the first time something like this had happened and a wrestler wasn't protected. So Moxley out of action, and whilst it's no fault of Rick Knox, certainly it's clear to when you watch that back that Moxley was calling for the match to end, and it was a cue that simply was not picked up on by the official. The other casualty from last night's episode of AEW Dynamite is the technical department. So last night they were plagued with audio issues. At one point during the Christian Cage Darby Allin sit down, you couldn't make out what either of the guys were saying. There was an undecipherable robotic tone that went over the top. Tony Khan has tweeted out to say, I apologize for the persistent issues at TBS tonight with AEW Dynamite's feed. As I understand, there were issues at TBS with a new operating system. Thankfully, AEW's international feeds were unaffected. We are working now to put a clean feed on TBS West later tonight, which I do believe they did. So lots to talk on from Dynamite. Issues both behind the scenes and in front of, as we head into Wrestle Dream on Sunday. 9 pitches for Wrestle Dream waiting for you now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel and the podcast feed. You'll get predictions with myself and Fraser Porter later on today as well. And you can join Fraser Porter and myself live for reactions to AEW Wrestle Dream on Sunday night at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.